Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 58, celebrate a street party. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Welcome to Memory 58 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, actually today it's going to be a Disneyland memory, but who's counting? So today kind of snuck up on me. As I went to bed last night, I realized I never sent out a message seeking comments on Twitter, Google+, or Facebook. So sorry about that, folks, but I figured you'd rather have the podcast. So, I'm just rolling with my initial request that I've got. Today's request is from Kyle. You know the same Kyle from Memory 48? He had also requested Move It, Shake It, Celebrate It. As I explained to him, not living in Florida causes some limitations as to when I can and cannot record, but one of those being the latest parades. So, I decided to share a parade I do have, and it's actually from Disneyland and not Walt Disney World. So, this is from our California trip to my brother's wedding in June of 2010. It's our second day in California. We've had a great day today at Disneyland already, but as much as it pains me, we must leave before closing. We are still on Eastern time, and while it might be 7 p.m. here in California, it's 10 p.m. to our bodies, and our 2-year-old Susie has not napped all day. We've had a great time, but decide it's best to start heading out. However, to get out, we must negotiate the parade crowd that's waiting already. So halfway down Main Street, the parade begins, and we're stuck. We decide to just stop and watch. I take Susie out of the stroller and put her on my shoulders, and then try a couple of different spots along the way, but we get told we're either blocking a path, or we're blocking the entryway, or something else, and so we finally decide we should just try and make it to the bathroom for Susie before the parade ends and everyone else does the exact same thing. Don't worry, we don't actually go in, but instead we end up finding a spot in front of a Carnation Cafe and finish out the parade there. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we celebrate a day at Disneyland with Mickey and friends.
Oh. Yeah, those are volunteers. You see how the ant there... What? That's fine. Maybe it'd be fun to sit and watch the parade if we could. That's that parade. The regular parade's going to start in a little bit. trying to send the message again. It didn't go through, it failed. Hey Trace, you wanna go sit up there maybe? Tracy? She can if she sits on her lap or something. Is that a no? There's some seats over here if you want to sit down there, but it's going to probably get blocked. No, she's awake. Susie, would you like to go potty?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to
do. We're going to keep moving, though.
There's not going to be anywhere to sit if we want to watch the parade.
You want to watch the parade? If you head down Main Street, you should.
You think we might be able to see something?
Where the nearest
especially when the people start to stand up. We head down Main Street to be on this side, about halfway down.
Okay. I didn't get an answer because I looked up and there was a lady standing there.
Operation Football, sir. When you hear the reason that you are celebrating, we want you to raise your hand in the air just like this, so we know who you are and make lots and lots of noise. Is everybody ready out there? Here we go. Let's get a birthday.
Some more. Yeah. Yeah.
She won't let go. I need your help. I can't get her off.
Well, how bad do you want her off? She seems to want
to leave. Alright,
Okay, so what'd you think? You can't help but move a bit with that song. It's catchy, and now you'll be whistling or humming that tune all day. You're welcome. I don't usually stop for daytime parades, but now with kids, I can see the draw for them. So my guess is I better get used to that being part of our trips. And if the parades are as good as this one, I'm not going to mind. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me at the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or whatever your social media of choice is to get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click on the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. An even simpler way would be to click on the ads on our website. I noticed an increase in the click, and thank you all so much for your support. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks for our special Christmas Day memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it? Let's have a hand for our show.